I do invite the congregation to rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, we'll remember a few people. We had three people that had surgery, and two people came home from being in the hospital. Chuck Lane is now home with Jan, and also Max Kloster is now home with Sandy. We'll pray for them. Art Laban is recovering from surgery this Wednesday. He's home as well. Peggy Kruger also had surgery this week and is doing well and recovering. And then also Audrey Bond, too, is now home. She had surgery earlier this week and is praying for asking us for our prayers today. So we'll bow our heads. Also, we'll remember the family of Aaron Gwynn, as some of them are here this morning as they gathered this weekend to mourn his passing yesterday at peace. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, we pray that you would unite your people as they take a look and think about and discover the fruit of the Spirit, especially today, the gift of patience. Lord, we thank you that you don't just ask us to be patient, but you've shown it to us through your Son Jesus in the way that he cares for us, offering us his forgiveness. No matter what, when we ask for it. So, Lord, may we extend that in our relationships and guard with our hearts the gift of patience. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we pray for those whose lives are in need, for those who are suffering. And we pray for justice as well, and that you'd guide those who govern our country. Watch over those who serve in the military, and also give peace to all nations. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, Father, turn the hearts of those who resist your Holy Spirit. As you have graciously given us faith, also bring them to faith by your grace and mercy. Overcome our reluctance to speak about your mercy, and open our mouths so that we who boast may boast in you. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we confess that our world is filled with suffering because of our sinfulness. Show mercy to each of us and to everyone in need. Lord, we thank you for guiding the family of Aaron Gwynn yesterday and as they gather today. Pray that more footsteps would be taken towards you and towards health and restoration as they come together. For those who have just recently undergone surgery, Lord, that your healing hand would cover them and give them strength in health. For Chuck, Art, Peggy, Max, and Audrey. And bring them back to be with their family here at peace soon. Lord, we also thank you for recovery for others and pray that those that are still struggling, that you'd bless them. We pray for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Patty and her transition to a new home, for Bev, Anne, Nancy, Haley, Kibby, Rosanna, Betty, Joel, Michelle, Tim and Raina, Eva, Nancy, Thelma, and Tyler. Lord, in your mercy. And Father, we thank you that we have the gift of marriages in our church and pray that you deepen those bonds today. And also for those that are single too, Lord, that you would visit them and give them joy in what is in front of them as well. And thank you for the life you've given to all of us. And especially this day, Lord, we uplift Dottie as she celebrates her 90th birthday. We thank you for the example that she is of kindness and patience and how she's led this congregation in the past and how she still continues to do that with the example she is. We place all of these concerns and prayers into your hands, Father, trusting in you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Congregation may now be seated. And at this time, our choir comes forward for our choral anthem to prepare our hearts for receiving the body and blood of Jesus.